plenty of time for you to get down here in onto the action. Awesome to see so many friendly faces here in the house tonight. And another one here at the table joining us now from the Lorain Titans in OMS, Coach Dan Finley. Coach, thank you very much for stopping on down here this evening. That'll be your microphone right there for you. It would also help if I gave you some volume as well. There we go. Coach, thank you very much again for joining us here this evening. How have things been for you as of late? And how's excitement for the season, the new season, I should say, building over there at Lorain?
Pretty excited this year. We get to hold our tournament again this year. Numbers are coming back up a little bit this year. Last year was a struggle, so getting back to having fans and holding tournaments and actually getting to go to tournaments this year, it's going to be a good thing. It's going to be good.
Talk to us about the numbers. Talk to us about who you have, how many kids in the room, and some kids that we can look to see make some waves this year for Lorain.
So this year we're in the 20s, which is good. Last year we started with about 14 and finished with about 8. So the numbers are coming around pretty good this year. I'm really good in the lower weights. I got 2 returning district qualifiers. I got Jordan Cancel. He's going to wrestle 138 or 132 again this year. I'm looking for some big things out of him. He won a couple matches in districts last year, and we're hoping he punches his ticket this year. I also have Vinny. He was a district alternate last year at 106. He did some summer wrestling. He's been in the weight room all year, put on some size. I'm looking for him to make some noise. And then I also have Xander Natel. He's been coming along. He's finally got some size on him, too. He's going to be our 113 this year. Looking for him to do a little bit of damage this year. And then I have a kid coming back that hasn't wrestled since his freshman year, who was really good in junior high and youth. It's our Armando Lopez. I think he's going to take some kids by surprise that they're not going to expect what he has coming for them. And then I have Santino Humphrey, who 2 years ago was one match away from, he lost a 1-point match to Fenton from Elyria, a 1-0 match. And then last year he had a little bit of issues and didn't have the finish that he wants, but we're expecting him to have a pretty good season too.
Dan, talk to us a little bit. You know, a year ago, Lorain didn't play any fall sports. So you guys came back to winter sports, kind of cold turkey. Those kids hadn't done anything. The numbers were thin, as we saw. It was tough to kind of – are you getting some momentum going with the program, with things – the kids back in school? Talk to us about that a little bit.
So last year we actually didn't get to start until January.
That's right.
We didn't get to actually have anything until the middle of the season. And then when it came back, we weren't allowed to do any tournaments. All we were allowed to do was dual meets. So last year was a struggle. This year, towards the end of the year, we kind of went back to status quo normal. So we went right with it. We did some summer wrestling. We were in the weight room pretty much every day. There was days that I didn't want to go, and some of the kids were like, "Hey, come pick me up. We got to get this lift in." So they're really taking ownership of it, and they're going. I got a couple good captains in the room that really push each other, and they're pushing the room, and it's going to show this year.
How much does that help a program, Coach, when not only do you have a staff that's committed to building things and elevating the program, but the kids as well? Like you just said, they've assumed those leadership positions. They're committed to the grind and putting in that extra work. How nice is that as a coach to kind of help push along the program?
It really helps. It really helps, like, more and more, you know, when they just come in and you don't really have to get on them. They're just already
going.
And then and you just come in and you just go right through the motions, you know, and then, hey, let's add this on, or let's move to this. Let's do this move. You don't have to go and say, come on, hey guys, get off the wall. Hey, let's quit doing this. It's just get in the room and we just get right after it. So it's nice. It's a good thing this year.
Is that something you told a lot of these kids early on? Is that just kind of something they've taken up on their own as individuals over there at Lorain? Who do you kind of credit for that?
You know, I have Jordan's was one of the ones that's really pushing everybody, and he's been around the program since he's 4 or 5 years old. So
wow.
he's been around. So I think it kind of rubbed off on him, and he's really taking ownership of the team this year, and he's really pushing everybody. Good.
Daniel, we were talking off the air. I was teasing a little bit about Dan Turnus, certainly a legend, a Hall of Famer here in Lorain County and statewide. Is Dan around the program? I thought I saw on Facebook him helping out some of the youth stuff. Talk to us about Dan kind of keeping his fingers in it.
Yeah, he can't stay away too long. He comes up in the room. He pops up in all the time. He likes to still try to get down on the mat. He comes up for some of the youth practices. He comes up for our junior high practices. He's good to have around. He's one of the reasons why I actually stuck around and coached. He's one of the ones that got me into it. So I wrestled for him. I graduated in 96, and about 97, 98-ish, he said, hey, you know, want to come up and work with some of the heavyweights that I have up in here, and been around ever since. So
always my favorite scrimmage the day after Thanksgiving. You guys would do the turkey run on Thanksgiving Day, and we had Rico Kimbaya and some of those guys, and Jimmy, and you know, see who got the turkeys the day before, and Turnus would be making fun of him in the room. That was one of my favorite parts of the wrestling season, to get it kicked off to come over to that scrimmage. Talk about, you have one of the big season opening tournaments. Talk to us about the Titan Invitational that you guys open up with. Who's there? What kind of format do you guys run?
We're short. One team pulled out this year. Medina Highland pulled out. Their numbers are pretty low. From what I heard they only have 3 or 4 kids this year. So I'm hoping their numbers picked up and they got a little bit better for them. We run, it's kind of like a pool tournament. So everybody will get 3 matches on Friday. And then it breaks down off the record. So, and that determines what tournament you go into, if you're either going to be in the A tournament or the B tournament. And then the next day you'll start, and then it'll be the A tournament's a double elimination, and the B tournament will be single elimination. They wrestle it down, and then we place 1 through 6. We'll wrestle, and then the first and second wrestles in there for the other one. Got some pretty good teams coming in there. Clearview's coming in. We got Barberton, Cloverleaf, Westlake. There's quite a few. Can't think of them off the top of my head, but we got some pretty good teams. There's a lot of quality kids coming in that.
With some new kids coming back, how do you kind of temper the schedule with getting those kids some wins, some confidence? You know, one thing that Dan Turnus told me when I was a young head coach was, forget what anybody tells you, find matches for your kids to win, to build your program. And that was one of the things that we did back then, and I'm forever grateful to Dan for telling me. How do you go about doing that with this group of kids that's been away for a while?
And so it's nice that how we run our tournament is, so everybody's going to get quality match time. So everybody should get at least 5 or 6 matches this weekend. So even if you're not the best kid right now, you're still going to get good match time. And that's really what it's about in the beginning of the year, is just getting out there and getting confidence building, getting some wins, going out and getting moves. Sometimes you don't even win, but if you get that one move that works for you and it sparks something and it kicks that trigger in your head that say, hey, I can do this, you know. So getting them in there, even if they get in the B tournament and they get a couple wins in the B tournament, and gets them excited and gets them going, and makes them more hungry to be in the room.
Coach, with some of those inexperienced kids, with a guy like you, you've been around high-level wrestling, you've seen high-level wrestling, do you kind of have to remind yourself to take your time and be maybe a little patient with the development of the program as a whole? Again, just being around such high-level wrestling, it's got to be, again, a patient process to grow and develop the program there, Lorain.
So this year is a little bit – we have a lot of kids that only wrestled like 1 year. Some of them never even wrestled. We got a lot of young freshmen, and it's almost taking the baby steps with them and really having to go and really get into coaching. It's kind of refreshing, because when you have kids that come in and they already know what they're doing, you kind of lose a little bit of that. Mm-hmm. And now having all them kids back in the room and you're really getting down in there, and – It's nice. It's fun. It's just build it back up.
Good. Slow. Good.
What about anything at Christmas? Big holiday tournament, or how do you guys go about it?
We don't have anything going on really around Christmas this year. We were in the MIT, kind of pulled out of that. We go after Christmas. We go to Perrysburg, which is really our big tournament. That's kind of right in the middle of the year, kind of gives us lets us know where we're at and where we got to go to push for the rest of the season to make our run for the conference and sectional. So that's really our big one is Perrysburg right around the holidays.
League-wise, you guys are spread out all over, right? You guys are with Bedford and Cleveland Heights and Shaw. So you guys, what kind of league? Did you guys just do a tournament? You guys still try to wrestle duels? Or
we do pick up duels here or there. A lot of the LEL schools, their numbers are really low. So it's really hard to do duels with them. But we have a conference tournament right at the end of the year, and we run it as this is the tournament. And it's all right. Numbers are usually kind of small in it, but it's pretty good competition. Maple's usually got a pretty good team. So
excellent.
Well, Coach Finley, we really appreciate your time here this evening. Thank you, as always, for stopping on down to the Brew Kettle, talking some Lorain wrestling. Again, we always appreciate your time. Best of luck to you and a young Titans group as you move forward and progress throughout the new season. Thank you again.
Yeah, thanks, Scott.
Thanks, Dan.
You got it, Coach. And there he goes, Coach Dan Finley from Lorain, talking some Titans wrestling with us here.